winter driving driving you crazy? For a change of pace, try guiding a team of dogs through 2 feet of snow. Producer Ed Janis traveled to the Bayfield Peninsula of northern Wisconsin to learn the fine art of mushing. He recorded Wolf Song Adventure owners John and Mary Thiel as they showed him and other first-time mushers how to ride on the back of a sled at 12 miles an hour with 8 dogs pulling as one.
Hey, Java. Starbuck. They love what they do. They just love it.
People like to do hands-on stuff. I mean, that's the big thing. What they really want to do is handle the dogs. I mean, that's the best part of it. So we have them do everything. They harness the dogs and hook them up and drive a team. When we're done, they can come back and feed them, and that's people's favorite part.
Kennels often name litters by category so you can keep track of who the brothers and sisters are. And my family's very Norwegian, so this is Lefsa. There's a Lutefisk. This is Krumkaka, which is a Christmas cookie.
We have a blues litter. B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Luther Allison. You can see in the dogs now, they're starting to get fired up a little bit. You're really working with that enthusiasm, trying to keep them feel happy all the time.
I'm getting the harnesses ready. We'll lay them out. Hey, JD, you want to go for a little run? Some of these older guys will just about dress themselves, though. Lift their paw for you.
There you go. Slip it right over his head. You sort of pull it back.
I'm going to do a little sled instruction with you. The skis are called runners. You'll stand there most of the time. The sled will track behind the dogs quite well, and you don't have to do a whole lot of steering. You've got a couple different brake systems here, which you will use a good deal of the time out on the trail. Let's go, girls! Let's go, girls! Good dogs! This is the best part. All that excitement and noise and chaos hooking up, and you pull the hook and it's just instant silence. Good dogs.
On by. I don't know if you saw it up there, but Lucy, the little one, she was trying to go right, which would have been G, and Luti, the old experienced leader, said, no, we're not going that way. We're going about 10 miles, 12 miles an hour. Ha, ha, ha. Good boy, Luti, good boy. Come on, guys, come on. About this time in the run, the dogs usually get into a bit of a rhythm, and you can just sort of just go through the woods like this, look around a little bit, snow hanging up in the trees.
You look out over your team and you see them when they really get in a groove, the dogs will move like a wave, you know, like one animal. It's just a beautiful thing to see them running and doing what they love to do, and they're happy and excited, and you can't help but be the same.
I'm going to run up this hill here. The only way to stay warm in the winter when it's really cold out is to run. Let's take 10 steps, jump back on, rest a little bit. I help them up the hills a bit. Straight ahead. Try to kick your sled forward as we turn here. Just give a couple of good hard kicks. It'll help you around this corner. Ha! Good dogs. Hold on here. All right. Just hop back on. There you go. Well, I think they're fired up. Now they know they're going home, so they might want to run a little extra fast. Up. Let's go.
John and Mary Thiel run Wolf Song Adventures in Bayfield, Wisconsin. Our dog sledding lesson and sound portrait was produced by Ed Janis.
It was a great ride, kids.
On the next Living on Earth, From tribal village girl to professor to environmental and human rights activist to Nobel Peace Prize winner, Wangari Maathai of Kenya has grown like the tall trees that she advocates planting. She says everything from poverty to climate change can be fought with a shovel and a seedling.
There are 6 billion of us. If at least 1 out of 6 planted a tree, we would very easily reach our target of 1 billion trees. We are appealing to all the people throughout the world, wherever you are, whoever you are, if you can plant a tree.
Author and activist Wangari Maathai, next time on Living on Earth.